following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How's everything going?
Everything's good, buddy. Everything is real, real good here. This is the last show of the first half of 2018.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't think about that before we did this, right?
Throw me a curveball there. I had to process it, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, dude, year halfway over, right? Halfway over. You know, we got to ask people out there, what have you done for yourself? Have you done anything? You know, have you done nothing? Have you done something? Have you did a little something? You know, what have you done out there for yourselves here? And, you know, this is kind of a Doug and Mike kind of giving you a little kick in the fanny, you know, right here at the beginning of the show and say, all right, the year's half over. Did you do anything?
Yeah, great question, right, Doug? Did you do anything to improve your situation? Were there things that maybe you thought of you want to do, but you still haven't taken action yet, right?
Yeah,
a lot of times people say, oh, this year I'm going to do this, or I got to get to this, and you kind of procrastinate it off, or maybe life just took over and kind of flew by you. But great question, Doug, and that's always a real healthy question to ask yourself.
You know, Mike, the reality of the situation is life is an action business, if you want to call it that. And what I mean when I say that is if you don't take action, nothing happens. There's people who listen to our show week in and week out. We give you a ton of knowledge. And, you know, there's people who I'm pretty sure are smarter today than they were, you know, last time they listened to our show because of information we gave them, but they're not taking any action with the info that we're giving them. And, you know, we got to tell them, let's go, let's do it here.
You know, it's interesting, too, Doug. I love that what you just said about action. And sometimes, well, a lot of times there's action taking place in your life, but it's action that you're not per se controlling,
right?
And that's the other big thing.
Well,
right?
That makes you reactive, right? Reaction,
right? So just because you think, well, I'm not doing anything, but when I get to it, there'll be action. Well, there's probably action going on. Time's going by. Financial time, if you will, is going by. And what have you done? And you're right. You got to take control of that action. Most importantly,
control the action, right? Be proactive, if you will, and take control of that action. And what I want to do here, Mike, is, you know, a little bit different this week than we've done. I want to tell people about the firm a little bit.
Sure.
What goes on behind the scenes, you know, that kind of thing. And then we want to give them some tips, you know, about, you know, doing things that they can do to hopefully make their financial life, you know, a little bit better and a little bit stronger, and see if we can carry that on and give them some momentum here ending up the first half of the year and going into the second half of the year.
Yeah, the idea being let's have an action-packed second half of the year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so, you know, let's hop right into that, you know, if you will, because there's a reason behind it. You know, one of the things that lately I just feel like I've been getting asked more often than not is, what do you guys do, Doug? What exactly do you guys do over at your firm? I think there's a lot of misconception out there, Mike, for what people think we do. But then when we get down right to brass tacks of what we actually do, you know, they're like, oh, really? You know, that's what it is. So, you know, what I think that we ought to do is take a few minutes here and let's talk about, you know, what do we do? What makes us a little bit different? And what somebody, you know, should expect, if you will, maybe from working with a financial professional and the value that maybe they can bring.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. And it is different because I think people kind of sometimes just think of us, well, they're in the, you know, the financial world and they must have something to do with the stock market.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
They think they I think in their head, when people, you know, when we say, you know, wealth management group, two things go off in people's head. First of all, it's that, oh, they only work with really rich people, right? The name of the firm, Wealth Management Group. And the second thing I think that people go off in people's head is investment portfolios. And not really thinking about what the true function of the firm is and what we feel as though the true function of working with the financial professional should be as a holistic approach to your life.
Well, I think that's the biggest word there is holistic. You know, we try to take a holistic approach to everybody's financial world. And you know, when you think about, well, what's somebody's financial world, it's a lot of things, right? It's everything from, yeah, it's investing, but it's also insurance planning. It's taxation. It's, you know, it's income planning. It's inflation planning. It's a lot. It's everything, you know, it's everything that affects you one way or the other in your financial house.
I like to tell people, if it has to do with your money, we can help you with it.
Right.
At the end of the day, if it involves money, we'll talk about it, right? You know, we may not be able to per se help in a certain area where we may have to suggest that you go meet with another professional or an advisor, but at least we can have a conversation about it, that, you know, something that has to do, you know, with your money.
Yeah. And, you know, and what it has to do with all that. And, you know, a lot of the, you know, strategies and things that we will, you know, recommend or based upon everybody's situation, it's always completely different. I think after that, people kind of like get like, oh, so this is what you do.
Correct.
It's a lot clearer, or it's less complex, or it's less, I think before they get to that point, I guess what I'm saying in their head, they're kind of fuzzy and foggy, like, I must need a lot of money and it has to do with the stock market and investing. And there's so much more to it than just that.
Yeah. So let's, you know, what we take our clients through is a defined process, basically, if you will. And that process starts off when you come on into the office and we sit down and we have an initial meeting and we get to know each other a little bit, right? We chat. Yeah. We find out what, you know, who am I? Who are you? What's important to you in your financial life? You know, what is it that you're looking to accomplish? What are things that you desire? What are things that you're afraid of? Right? The whole conversation of not specific investments or investment vehicles. The conversation is merely about you and what you're looking to accomplish with your money and your financial life.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, Doug, we always talk about that, you know, it starts with and really ends with your goals. Okay.
Yes.
And goals being, what are you trying to accomplish? What are you looking to do? You know, and I'll just blurt out a few things. Oh, I need to, you know, I'd like to retire at this age, so I need to start saving X and doing this. Or I'm going to retire and I need an income stream off my money. Or, you know, I want to set up some estate planning for, you know, when the day comes up, you know, my wife and I pass away, we want to take care of the children and the grandchildren. So whatever, everybody's goals are completely different, right? Everybody's at a different period of their lifetime.
And no doubt. We've got people who want to buy vacation homes at some point, educate children, fund a charity. It's special needs children. It's all over the you know, the whole spectrum.
Sure.
So you're right.
So everybody's goals are different. And, you know, depending upon that, and that's where Doug's saying about, you know, sitting down and having a chat and getting to know you. And, you know, the getting to know you is, you know, A, truly getting to know you, who you are, what you do, and, you know, what you like, and get a feel of each other. But also, what are the goals? What's important to you? And I think that's where, you know, every meeting begins. And when it comes to accomplishing your goals, hopefully that's where, you know, the completion of this.
Yeah. And then what happens is that after that, you guys will split. You'll leave. Well, if we're at your house, we'll leave. You come to our office, you know, you guys will leave. And then what happens is that Mike and I sit down and review your situation and talk about strategies or techniques to help you accomplish your goals and objectives. And we spend some time doing this. And I'll tell you right now, right off the bat, some are easier than others. Some are, you know, very quick. Okay. You know, because after so many years of experience, decades of experience in this business, sometimes, you know, you can spot boom, 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 what to do right away. And it's a good, solid strategy. And sometimes it requires coordinating the resources of other, you know, maybe accountants or attorneys or other professionals that, that we may need to talk to. And what we do then is we put together for you a very simple and easy to understand report that explains strategies we're recommending.
Sure. And that's, you know, that's the next step, right, Doug? I mean, putting together the report, the strategies, and then getting back together with you and going through this and explaining to you, you know, and educating you what, you know, the strategies and how they most importantly meet your goals or going to help you accomplish your goals or move forward towards accomplishing your goals. And then from there, we talk about, you know, implementing.
Right. You know, once we go through the strategies, and like Mike just said, we explain the strategies to you in terms you'll understand, right? Tell you why the strategy makes sense in our opinion for you. And if you agree, then we take it to the next step with you and we'll go through the implementation process. Now, we've got, we do a lot of the implementation work for you, right? So there's a lot of paperwork that has to be done, which we'll sit down and we'll do together, right? But then we'll take the paperwork and we'll do the work behind the scenes with our staff in our office to get the plan implemented for you as best we can if there's something we can do that you don't have to do.
Yeah, that's always a big one because, you know, Doug, so many times sit down with the folks and explain everything and they're excited and they're happy and they say, but wait, do I need to do all this?
Right.
And no, relax. You know, we take care of all that for you. I mean, we understand that, you know, that that's how it has to be done. And, you know, but that's an important part of it also.
Yeah. I mean, because the whole idea, in my opinion, with working with us is for you to have faith and confidence in our intelligence and our ability to work on your behalf and, you know, explain strategies to you and bring good ideas to the table. And then to make it easy for you to work with us by doing as much behind the scenes as we can. That's we want to, and I think that any good financial firm will do this for you and make it, the objective is to make it easy for you. Because once it becomes a challenge, you know as well as I do, Mike, more often than not, it doesn't get implemented. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, you know, no doubt about it.
I mean, there's been times through our careers where we've done plans for people, financial plans where they paid us a fee to do a financial plan for them. We turned the plan over to them, followed up with them months later, and they, you know, half-heartedly chuckle and say, yeah, that thing's still sitting on the corner of my desk.
Yeah. Well, the, you know, implementing's a big part of it, right, Doug? And that's really the step to launch it and get it going. And, you know, if you don't implement them right, then I guess it's just, you know, been a, you know,
waste of time.
Yeah, just waste of time. That's the best way to say it. So, you know, implementing's important. And then once it's implemented, Doug, what's the next step and what happens from there?
Well, yeah, that and this is really very important. The next step is ongoing communications and reviews, right? Where we have to hear from you. If something changes in your life, need to let us know. We keep an eye on things and we'll, you know, if we feel as though there's a reason for us to get together and sit down and review your situation, if something's changed, if, you know, hey, listen, there's products that change, there's strategies that change, you know, there's market conditions that change, there's tax laws that change, and, you know, a lot of stuff changes. So, and, you know, we feel as though any good planning or any good strategies, rather, if you will, are flexible and nimble, and they can be adjusted to match your needs and your expectations.
Yep. And that's, you know, Doug, that's the ongoing process. And that's, you know, because again, I think the biggest word there is change, right? Things do change, things do happen. And, you know, there's a lot of change out there in this world. And we're there, you know, and, you know, you implement the plan, it's the launching point to get you on the road to, you know, accomplishing your goals, and we're there to monitor it, make sure you stay on the right track. And, you know, if something does change, we'll be there to make the adjustments that you need to hopefully still keep you on the right road.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Mike, it's that's really a very important part of the, you know, of the whole process. And that's really a two-way street process, right? It's really, you know, it's important to us that if something changes in our client's life, that they let us know, you know, because Heck, if we don't know, how do we, you know, how do we make the appropriate recommendation?
Doug, I try to tell every new client, you know, please call if something comes up. Please call immediately. You know, we're not mind readers. You know, we think everything's okay, status quo. We don't know if something happened, and you know, so that's an important thing. And you're right; it's a two way street. We have to be proactive, and they have to be proactive. And if everybody does their share, it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, and you know something? What's really, you know, very, very also very important, Mike, is that people know that we're available to them. And I think it's really important to know they can pick the phone up. You can call us. We don't, you know, we're not, you know, you called us and you get a bill in the mail. That's not how we operate. We never have operated like that. It's not our style. It's not the kind of guys Mike and I are. It's just never, we never wanted to set the firm up in that fashion. We didn't set it up in that fashion. And we like to tell people, we're just a couple of regular guys who happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. That's what makes us different than you. Aside from that, we're pretty much the same. Our leaves got to get raked. Our shovels got to get, our snow's got to get shoveled and, you know, involved in the communities. We're just like everybody else. We just happen to, you know, do a nice job, in my opinion, in this area.
Yeah, that's right, Doug. You know, and that's absolutely correct. And that's what we try to be, you know. So.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to let you know that we're always available to work with you. Now, as you listen to the show, you're going to hear us talk about different topics and things. And when these things resonate with you, remember something. The stuff that we talk to you about is useless without action. It is meaningless to you if you don't do something about it. And when we come out and we talk to you about things that tips that help you improve a situation or accomplish a goal, if you don't do anything with that information, it's useless. So, you know, make sure you do something with it. And if that one thing that you realize is that you need help doing it, well, then make sure you get the help to do it, you know. And obviously we'd like to be the guys, you know, to help you. But in any event, just make sure you get the help to do what you need to do, you know. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Glad that you, you know, once again are investing some of your time here with us, listening to Your Financial Future. We enjoy that, you know, that you do take some of your time out, and our goal is to educate you and motivate you. We want to teach you as much as we can about the financial world in order to help you make smart financial decisions and get things going in the right direction for yourself, your family, whoever it is that you're fiscally responsible for. We want to see if we can get, you know, give you good advice to get things going in the right direction. And, you know, we talk about, you know, many, many different things on the show here. And, you know, and I think that that's one of the things that makes the show most interesting, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. You know, it's a variety of topics, mm-hmm. you know, that are, you know, quite frankly, some apply to you and some don't. And but I think that's what makes it great, though, right? I mean, I'm sure when it doesn't apply to you, you may not be so happy, but
right.
You know, you get it though. But it appeals to, you know, a broad market of people, and I think there's out there for somebody to take away something.
Yeah, it really, really is, and that's why we try to cover so many different, you know, diverse topics and different things, because there are so many different things to the financial world, and there's so many, you know, different things that one person's interested in, the other person's not interested in. And that's why, you know, we come out, and one of the other things that we really try to do, and, you know, we've been hammering on this a lot lately, is simplify things for our people out there, right? I mean, we really, really want to do this, because I think we've been meeting a lot of people lately who've been telling us, you know, that they're confused about the financial world for various different reasons. I mean, heck, you get pummeled with financial information every single day by accident.
Oh yeah, there's a glut of it out there, right? I mean, the internet age and
can't avoid it.
Yeah,
there's no avoiding it. You know, turn on the news or whatever. So you know, what we try to do is simplify these things, you know, for you, and talk about concepts and ideas, because we believe that concepts and ideas are the most important part of the overall, you know, strategies that you design. It's not the products that you use, it's the concept and the idea. We can always go out and find the right tool to use to fulfill the concept. So that's been our approach, you know, for the over 20 years that the show's been on the air now. And, you know, it's going to continue to be our approach, because it's been our recipe for success. And we know that, you know, a lot of people appreciate it. We do occasionally get the, you know, the person that says, hey, you never make any recommendations about any stocks or anything. And that's because that's not who we are. It's not what we do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, Mike, what I want to do is I want to take a few minutes here, and I want to give our folks here four simple steps to getting their retirement, you know, to getting on the right track, if you will, towards retirement. A lot of the people, due to the demographics of the show, of the stations that, you know, our show's broadcast on, are in the retirement wheelhouse, if you will. So if we can give you simple things to do to get you on the right track for retirement, I think it's going to be a very beneficial show for people.
Yeah, I think that's a major issue for folks, you know. How do I get on the right track, or am I on the right track?
Right.
Sometimes people don't even know if they're on the right track. So let's discuss it now. Let's talk about some ideas that we have that help you make sure that you're on the right track, or get you on the track, if you will. And it's, you know, one of them is very basic of, you know, when do I want to retire realistically?
Well, the last word that you just said there is the most important part. It's realistic, right?
Right.
Listen.
Sometimes I'm cutting you off. I apologize. Sometimes it's, when can I afford to retire? Okay. I mean, there's the want. I want to retire, but it's just not realistic. So it's, when can I afford to retire?
Yeah.
That's phrasing a little bit different.
Yeah. So we need to get the realistic part of the equation into there. And sometimes people will come in and sit down with us and say, when do they want to retire? We'll talk about that. And it won't be until the end of the whole process that we say it is or isn't realistic.
Correct.
Right? You know, yeah.
And you know, Doug, am I throwing a determining factor out there? A lot of times, too, it has to do with Social Security. There's people, based on what they have or where the income's going to come from, they just don't have enough until that Social Security is turned on. And sometimes at the end of that meeting, they'll say, you know, I was hoping to retire at 63 or 64, but it looks like I have to stay to 65 or 66 now.
Right. And you've got to be prepared for whatever that reality comes out to be, right? So how do we do that, Mike? The first step was to determine when you want to retire. Then the next thing is that I think that's really, really important is you need to figure out where you are today. And what I mean by that is you need to take an inventory of your assets and your liabilities. So let's talk for a couple of minutes and let the people know what are some of the assets that they may have and what are some of the liabilities that they may have.
Okay. I mean, some of the basic assets are cash in the bank,
mm-hmm.
Investments in non-retirement assets, you know, do we own whatever, you know, non-retirement investments. Retirement assets, 401k, IRAs, those type of instruments, their home, Any other property, second homes, land, or anything like that. So you kind of get the broad brush, right, folks? It's you know.
It's anything that can be converted into cash.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Easiest way to put it, right?
Yep.
An asset is anything that could be converted into cash or creates cash for you.
Yep. And then on the liability side, Doug, it's probably the biggest one is the mortgage on a home, credit card debts.
Yep.
What else is there? Mortgage on a home.
Auto loans.
Auto loans. Yep. That's what I had in my mind.
Auto loans. You know, whatever. You could have
College loans.
Yep. I was going to say student loans. You could have outstanding student loans, right?
So those are the liabilities.
There's one more liability that's always overlooked. Always overlooked. And that is your tax liability on your retirement money. Right? Nobody ever puts that down on their balance sheet.
Right.
I don't know if that it necessarily belongs on a balance
sheet, but it's a big one when it comes to generating income. It's front and center.
Yeah, you know, so it's you know it, what's the status of the liabilities of taxes that are going to be due on these funds that you're going to use to generate income for yourself to live on in retirement, right? So we want you to figure out where you are, take an inventory of assets and liabilities. So grab a yellow pad, grab a white pad, yeah, whatever. You know, you get my point. It doesn't really matter. Grab a piece of paper. Start writing. Boom, 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 boom. You know, one of the things that people really enjoy most, I believe, Mike, when they meet with us, is that when we provide them with a sheet that shows them what their assets and liabilities are right there on one piece of paper. How many times have you, you know, the reaction that we've gotten from people has been all over the place as far as emotions are concerned, right?
Yes, yes. But it is a good spot, though, right? From when we talk about, you know, am I on track or what's the realistic age can I retire for retirement? This is, you know, right down there. This is the building blocks, right?
Yep.
It begins. How much do I owe? How much do I have? It's you know, money 101.
Yep. And let's see, you know, where are we right now? And so then the next step, the third step, and this is where I see a lot of mistakes happen. And we want you to know what you currently own and why you own it. See, the why you own it part is often missed by many, many people, right, Michael? People will come in, we'll sit down and we'll say, okay, you have this financial vehicle, you have that financial vehicle. Why do you own it? What is that vehicle supposed to do for you? And they can't identify it.
Right. And they don't know, you know, what they own, what it is. They miss, say, different accounts. Oh, I think this is an IRA and it's not, or this is this and it's not. So very, very, very important to know, you know, what you currently own and why you own it. What are you trying to accomplish with that, say, investment?
Right. Or if you have a portfolio, what is the purpose of the portfolio? Right? If you do have a portfolio designed, you're not necessarily going to say what each one of those different investments is supposed to do for you. You're supposed to be able to say what the sum of the portfolio represents to you and what it's supposed to be doing for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, Doug, sometimes we'll see people too, they'll come in and they'll say, I have a 401k and I'm, make believe I'm 42 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, yeah, I have 40,000 bucks in there. Oh, good. Yeah, it's all sitting in cash.
Yeah.
You know, that's a prime example of, well, what do I own? I have a 401k, but what's the purpose of how that money's invested?
Yeah.
What am I trying to accomplish?
Yeah. Now, I want to be clear on what I was saying before. If you have a portfolio, to me, a portfolio is everything will show up on one statement. To me, that's what a portfolio is. You can look at everything on one statement. So it may be with a brokerage firm. It may be with an individual mutual fund company. It may be with a 401k. But everything can show up on one statement. If it can show up on one statement, that's a portfolio. That's something that you can define. Because I don't want to give people too broad of a brush here, Michael. Because if we do, they'll just broad brush say, all this stuff I own is for retirement. They won't be more specific. They won't say, this is to provide me with income in retirement. This is to provide me with an emergency reserve in retirement, and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah. And, you know, hey, Doug, that brings up a question. Maybe I'm getting off topic. Maybe it's for another conversation between us. But do you feel like, too, sometimes when it's like an all or nothing with folks when it comes to either they're saving or they have it's retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like an all or nothing type of deal. And I think they lose the word. I love this word when it comes to the financial word, balance, mm-hmm. balance, being balanced, you know, like what accessible money do you have or investments maybe, or, you know, that are going to be that are investments, but it's not per se only for retirement. You know, I think sometimes yeah. people just focus on, well, I'm putting money away for retirement. And that's the whole idea of their planning.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of miss something there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely do. And then the next thing, Mike, is have a strategy developed that's going to coordinate the assets you currently have that match your objectives with additional financial vehicles. This is where the secret sauce comes into play, right? This is blending it all together. It's most common that we find people who come through the door have some stuff going on right now that's really good, should be continued, maintained, go forwards with, and then we show ways to enhance it by maybe using different financial techniques, financial vehicles, whatever you have. So most people aren't completely lost causes, right? They have some stuff going on. They just don't have a well-coordinated strategy to accomplish the goals and objectives.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like saying you have a lot of instruments, but they all play, you know, playing in tune together, you know, and that's the easiest way to say it. And that, but that's a big part. That's kind of tying it all together, bringing it all together, everything getting on the right page and going out and trying to reach the said objectives.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that I don't know that this could be any simpler, right? These four steps that we gave you guys here. But it could seem overwhelming to people who aren't, you know, good in this area. And one of the nice things is if you do work with quality financial professionals is they'll very simply walk you through this process. Very, very easily walk you through the process. You know, if you go to a doctor to have a physical done and they want to know your blood pressure and they want to, you know, check your EKG and all that stuff, if left to your own, you know, having to do it yourself in the doctor's office, well, good luck taking your own blood pressure with that doc, with that, you know, thing where they, you know, you got to put the stethoscope on your arm. Good luck figuring out how to do the EKG yourself. But the nice thing is when the professionals come in, when the nurse walks in, when the doctor walks in, it all goes very easily and seamlessly, and you got your physical done, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, same thing holds true in your financial life. So let's do this. And, you know, see if we can simplify this for you and get you going in the right direction and make sure that you're paying attention to this. You know, everything that you hear us talk about on the airway right here is things that we can help you with and things we want to help you with.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, you know, we talked to you in a, I'll call a lot of these things just common sense. You know what I'm saying? Not major over your head. These are ideas and things that think that need to be part of your, you know, your, to get you on the retirement track. But we understand people do need help.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I always try to give an example, Doug. It's like saying, I know I got to go to Home Depot, but I don't know exactly what I need to buy there.
Correct.
You know, so I know I got to go to Home Depot, but I need the person inside to help me show me, well, this is this one or this is that one.
Yeah.
And this is the better one to help you get the job done more efficiently.
And if you're anything like me, when I go to Home Depot and I need to do something that I'm not 100% sure how to do, the first thing I do is go find somebody, because the last thing I want to do is sit there and waste time. I get in that store and I get to, if I got to do something plumbing, I go to the plumbing section and I find somebody right in there to help me with what I need. I'm not going to stand there and stare at the copper tubing for, you know, 2 hours and try to guess what I need. I don't have time for that. And I don't think people, when it comes to their money, have the time for that either. Why pick up a magazine and stare at it and try to figure out what you need when you could just make more efficient and probably more effective use of your time and let, you know, let us do it for you. Makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. So, you know, Michael, let's hop to another break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're spending some time on your weekend here with us as we try to educate you and motivate you like we do each time we come out here and we do the show. And, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, our objective is to get you thinking about things in the right way in the financial world and get you going. And one of the things that Mike and I want to take some time here and talk to you about today is things that you should be doing, in our opinion, you know, smart things to help you establish what we're going to refer to as a solid financial life. Right, Michael?
Sure.
Now, this is really important. And I think that one of the things that we're going to, work really hard on is making things simple for you guys. Because one of the things that we feel is that many in the financial industry want you to think that this is an overly complex world. And it can be in many circumstances. But when you have somebody like ourselves working with you and knowing how to do this, we try to simplify this for you. And that's what, you know, our whole objectives and what we're looking to accomplish when we come out here and we tell you these things is what we do is we want to prove to you, we want to show you, maybe not prove to you, we want to illustrate to you that these things can be simplified and hopefully you too can implement, you know, these things to get yourself going in the right direction, right?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, so kick it off. Let's start talking about things that you know, that we think that you can do to establish a solid financial life for yourself.
Well, Doug, one of the things, and it seems very basic, but it's really where it all begins, is understand and accept that money is important.
Hey, that's such a good point. And we really should spend a couple of minutes talking about this because in society, it's commonplace for it almost to be taboo to talk about money. For you to say that money's important or to be, you know, desire money or anything of that, society over the years has almost taught you that, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself if you do that. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, that's correct, Doug. And you know, really, you know, it all evolves around money too, right? I mean, not to, you know, be that blunt about it, but everything you need, needs buying, everything you need to do, you need money, right? You need to pay the mortgage, you need to pay the rent, what have you. So it is super important. And you're right, Doug, in a sense that, well, be careful how you speak, right? Because you don't want to come across as somebody that brags. You don't want to come across as somebody that's pompous. You know, all the things all of our parents told us as kids growing up, you know, and money's very secretive too, to put that to that extent too, where it's
right.
Like, oh, you shouldn't tell anybody how much you make, and you shouldn't say this, and you shouldn't, and you know. So there's a lot of, it's socially difficult, if you will.
Well, that's because it's been drilled into people's head, right? You know, the money is the root of all evil, like
right.
you've heard people saying. No, it's not. You know, the money is the root to comfort and happiness. At the end of the day, it doesn't make you a bad person. So first thing we need you to do is we need you to just get your head around and your hands around understanding that money is a very important thing and it does need to be paid attention to.
That's correct, Doug. And, you know, Doug, and the other way, too, where people downplay money is, and we come across this often, is when we talk to people about money and, say, retirement planning, oh, well, I'm not going to be alive anyway.
So
I'm not worrying about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I always joke around back with the folks and say, well, what happens if we're wrong and you do live, then what do we do?
Right.
You know, so it is important. It's an important aspect of all of our lives.
Granted, you have to live a balanced life, right? It's not all about money.
I don't want it to rule your life.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And keep you up at night and, you know, all that crazy stuff that goes with it. But you do have to acknowledge that it is important, and it's important to the overall picture.
Yeah. If you ever doubt whether money's important or not, ask somebody who doesn't have any if it's important or not. Right?
Yeah.
The people who say that money isn't important tend to have money.
Yeah, it's
right?
True. Yep.
But think about it. You don't have any. You ask that person, they're going to tell you I think money's pretty important.
Right.
You know, so once you do that and you understand that money is very, very important, the next thing that we want you to do is to focus on the big picture of your financial life, not the entire world. Now, we've spoken about this many times on the show. In fact, it's one of our favorite topics of talking about micro and macro economics. And just talk about that for a minute.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, micro and macroeconomics, we talk about it a lot on the show, right? Macro, big picture, the unemployment rate, inflation, interest rates at the bank, taxation. Micro is your home.
Right.
How does that affect your home? What's happening in your financial world? Doug, a great example you and I always talk about and say, you know, the unemployment rate's at 5%. Well, guess what, folks? It's impossible for it to be 5% in your home.
Yeah.
It's either 100% employed, 50% employed, or 0% employed.
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, just think about it. So that's some of the things there. And with Doug, people sometimes too, and I notice people drag politics into it too sometimes, Doug. And they'll say, you know, everything from the president to the governor to the whomever, to Congress, whatever. And they start building reasons why it's good or bad.
Yeah.
And you know, again, that's macro. That's big picture. You got to focus on what's going on in your home. And
your big picture.
Yeah.
The Bonaccorso family big picture. The Chapman family big picture, right? And your own family, like the Smith family big picture. Let's talk about that first. What's the Smith family, for instance, big picture? It may be we need to educate our two children here. It may mean I want to retire at 65. It may mean I want to buy a beach house. It could mean anything. But what's your big picture look like? And we want to paint that picture with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's super important. And, you know, it's really staying focused in your home, your level, if you will, and avoiding the big picture and all the pitfalls that are out there.
You got to stop saying avoid the big picture. I'm telling them to pay attention to the big picture.
Well, you're talking about the personal big picture. I'm talking about the world economy and, you know, all that stuff. But I find too, Doug, you know, people like using it as an excuse a lot. Too.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's a big excuse maker because let's face it, 99% of the news at night when you put on the news is about how things are so negative going on in the world or the world economy. It's never, hey, things are so great. So,
yeah.
So people have a tendency to use that as a crutch and say, well, no, that's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah, stop focusing on the stuff you cannot control. And let's just focus on what you can control, your family, your household, whether it's a family or an individual, your big picture. What does your big picture look like? And, you know, take it from there. And then, you know, the next thing, Mike, that I think that people should really do is look for a financial professional that they're comfortable with and that they trust. Now, people are like, yeah, okay, great. How do I get that? So how does somebody find a financial professional that they're comfortable with or that they trust?
Well, you know, Doug,
it's the number one way.
I think through referral.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, you know, somebody that, you know, that you can trust, whether it be friend, family, you know, business associate, whoever, that you feel are successful, a degree they're successful, and you're not hearing they're a horror disaster show, right? You don't want to follow the disaster show.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that you could trust and say, you know, if they have somebody, I think that's where it makes most sense to go and sit down with that professional and talk to them and get a feel and see if you can put something together as a partnership that's going to work.
Sure. And if somebody doesn't have, if you don't have somebody to turn to get a referral, then you have to do a little bit of homework and research on your own. Sort of like if you're a regular listener to our show here, right? You're getting, you know, familiar with us and understanding us and, you know, getting to know, you know, how we think, who we are, the type of people that we are. You know, that's another, you know, really, really good way to get to know whether you think you'll be comfortable with and it if you can trust somebody, because otherwise it's kind of blind.
Right, right. And, you know, Doug, but I think it's super, we feel it's super important, right, to find that professional that you're comfortable with and you can trust, okay? It's a key component, key element of your financial life. And, you know, what you need to do is, because that financial professional should be bringing value to you.
Yeah.
Okay, and bringing things to the table that you're not aware of, things that you don't know. No different than, Doug, your mechanic brings knowledge to you on a car and saying, you know, something's wrong that you had no clue. And you know, we're strong believers of that.
Yeah, and listen, this world, where this gets difficult for most people is when they try to do it on their own, because most people don't have the time, which, first of all, is the most, in my opinion, the biggest detriment. You don't have the time to do the research and the homework properly to figure this out on your own. Like, who out there right now listening to the, you know, listening to the radio right now is going to throw their hand up in the air and go, I got all the time in the world. I can do this myself. Yeah. Everybody's schedule is stretched for time these days, right? So I think that's one of the biggest things, is that people just don't simply have the time to sit and educate themselves to learn about the proper strategies and techniques for themselves.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, the other thing, too, is there's triggering points, right, that make you need or want to work with a financial professional. And it hits people at different times. There's people that do it because they're up against some hard luck or something's happening where they really need the professional guidance now, and they say they have nowhere to turn to. What do we do? Well, let's go see a professional. Then there's people that maybe never even really thought of working with, or maybe they did but didn't feel the urgency, mm-hmm. but kind of, hey, started talking to my buddy Doug, and Doug was talking about this guy that he's working with, and you know what? I think maybe I should sit down with that guy and talk to him, and maybe, you know, so you kind of almost stumble into it.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say, Doug, is I think the percentage, well, I know the percentage of people that actually go from entire lifetime, all the building blocks of financial world, wire to wire, without using a professional, it's got to be very, very low.
You think it's low? I think it's high.
You do.
That people, yeah, most people don't work with
successful.
Financial.
Successful.
Ah, okay.
Successful people. Not, well, I never did anything, and that's all why right. I'm miserable my whole life with my finances, and,
yep.
you know, the world stinks. I'm talking about successful people
okay.
that really excelled. I think very few have the ability, knowledge, wisdom, or they know not to try to take it wire to wire. You know, we meet people all the time, Doug, that are coming on board with us for financial advising, and they just, you know, 58 years old, 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had some components, right? They worked hard. They saved. They realize there's a big pile of money there now. They need the help. They need the guidance. They're worried about taxation, estate planning, retirement planning. They know they got to turn it over. So there's a lot of that.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So then the next thing that people have to be willing to do, Michael, is take some action. All right? That you've got to be willing to implement strategies.
It's tough.
We've seen it happen too many times where people just locked down and they procrastinated away.
Yep. How would you say, opponent of financial success, procrastination.
In my opinion, it is. And so, you know, these are really easy things that we're telling you that can be done here to start to establish a solid financial life for you in our opinion, right? These are our opinions. And the next thing, Mike, that you can do is invest in a little bit of financial education for yourself. Learn a little bit. We don't expect you to be geniuses, right? You don't, like we said before, you don't have the time for that. You don't have, you know, you may not have a stitch of desire to do it. But what you could do is take some time and invest in financial education for yourself. Now, Mike, how can somebody do this? How can somebody go out there and get a little financial education for themselves?
Well, you know, Doug, I find one way is if you're working with a professional and, you know, say our clients, I mean, we try to, as we do every week on this show, and we try to educate and motivate, we also do that in our meetings, right?
Right.
We want, and, you know, how many times, Doug, over the years, people have said to us, hey, Mike, hey, Doug, I get it. You're watching it. You're taking care of it for me.
And I'll always say, no. You know, I love when my clients are educated and they fully understand and, you know, what do we own? Why do we own it? And it makes things easier for their overall financial understanding of things, Doug.
Sure. You know, but we don't want you to be experts in any of the financial vehicles or any of that stuff. If we could get you a surface knowledge to learn a little bit. And honestly, from a selfish standpoint, it kind of makes our job a little bit easier, too.
Sure.
Right. You know, there's no doubt about it. Now, so the reason that we wanted to go over this and talk about this to you guys today is we wanted to illustrate to you guys is that it probably is simpler than you realize to get a solid financial life in order here for yourself. And one of the things that we want to let you know is that we can make it even easier for you and do it with you, right? We'll sit down with you and go through this process with you and get it done for you. Because we know, left to our own, you know, device, whatever, we probably won't, you know, sit down and address these issues. But if we know that Doug or Mike is coming to the house or you're going to the office on a certain date, then we're going to go through them. So we want to make it simple for you. We always want to do this. Want to remind you that you can pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, call in, leave your name and your daytime telephone number. We'll give you a buzz to get together with you. And we'll sit down with you and we'll go through these smart, simple steps in order to, you know, help you establish a solid, you know, financial life for you, get you going on the right track. Anything you want to add on this, Michael?
No, Doug, I think we covered it.
All right, let's hop to a break and we will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, Mike, I hope that people got some good knowledge from the show today. I really do think that, you know, the process that we explained to them and, you know, the appropriate ways to go forwards and to, you know, hopefully, you know, make smart choices and make a good, solid financial life for themselves. And, you know, to do the things that are necessary, I hope that they really took that all to heart.
Yeah, you know, Doug, that's what we're here for, right? Try to get you on the right path, try to lead you down the right path, if you will. And that's what we're trying to do, getting people out there and you know, getting motivated, making the right choices, taking some action, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we want to remind everybody that, you know, we got a great website for you guys to go check out. That's www.wealthmanagegroup.com. There's a lot of good information there, and you can also reach us via that website if you would like to. And, you know, we want to remind you that we're always available for you. We're available for telephone conversations to answer quick questions for you. We're available to have complimentary consultations. All this stuff is with, you know, no cost, no obligation to you. And we just want you to know that we're here to help you.
Sure. And, you know, so, you know, folks, I don't want to say take advantage of it, but do what you got to do, right?
Well, you know, no, take advantage of it, Mike. You know, use us for the, you know, the resource that we want you to use us for and to reach out to us. And I don't know how to properly emphasize, I guess, to the listeners out here that we really do want that.
Yeah,
we really do want to talk to you on the phone and answer your questions.
Sure, that's what we're here for. And you know, Doug, we've been doing it for a very long time, so it's not going to, you know, nothing changes now. We're just doing more of what we've been doing.
Yeah, you know, and that's a really, really, you know, good point that you bring up there, Mike, is that, you know, 23 years or so, the show's been on the air now, and, you know, that's a long time, and we've answered a lot of questions, and we've done and the show's evolved, and, you know, it's just... We're here to help, and that's why we hang around for such a long period of time, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope we brought you some good value. We'll be back again next week. Until then, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it, 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks, 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.